Mainstream music today is filled with synthesizers, and electronic dance music has become a driving force behind both pop and hip-hop. Well, this week, the Museum of Modern Art in New York hosts the group that many say started it all, Kraftwerk. NPR's Sami Yenigun reports on the German band's broad influence.
Four men wearing tight black bodysuits gridded in white lines, standing behind four podiums, manipulating synthesizers with a huge 3D projection glowing behind them. It looks like a scene from the future. Well, a future conceived in the 1970s. Autobahn, the 20-plus minute title track from Kraftwerk's groundbreaking 1974 album, pumps through the speakers. Only one of the original members of Kraftwerk is on stage, Ralph Hütter. But before the show, fan Tom Przybarowski, who's seen various incarnations of Kraftwerk six times over the years, says the sound is still fresh.
Any dance producer or electro, house, techno, when you read an interview from them, the first influence they've ever had, they always say Kraftwerk.
Really? Okay, let's ask one of techno's creators.
Well, definitely Kraftwerk was a major influence over some of my first professional recordings.
That's Juan Atkins, one-third of the Belleville Three, who laid the groundwork for Detroit techno. Atkins remembers hearing Kraftwerk on Detroit radio when he was young.
And basically all it was gated noise. If you could gate and filter noise the right way, you could get a kick drum sound, hi-hat, snare sound. And I heard these sounds on this Kraftwerk record, and I'm like, wow.
Gated noise. That's sound shaped by a synthesizer. One of today's best-known electronic musicians goes even further when talking about first hearing Kraftwerk.
I almost had one of those tectonic shifts where I remember sort of thinking to myself, like, oh, I could see dedicating my life to electronic music.
Richard Hall, better known as Moby, says making electronic music today is a lot different than it was in Kraftwerk's day.
In the 70s, making electronic music involved really difficult, temperamental, expensive pieces of equipment that were just really hard to work with. And as a result, it makes Kraftwerk's accomplishment even that much greater.
There were other bands using synthesizers at the time, but Kraftwerk caught on. Founded in Dusseldorf, Germany by Ralph Hütter and Florian Schneider, Kraftwerk released its first album in 1970. But it wasn't until their fourth record, Autobahn, that the musicians had an international hit. That's because they managed to do more than just make technologically advanced sounds, says Harvey Bassett, also known as DJ Harvey.
They're very accessible. They're the complete package, I suppose. You know, I think maybe some of the pioneers were perhaps the musical equivalent of social cripples and were unable to put on a show. Whereas it seems like Kraftwerk, especially by the mid-70s, had everything going for them. They were stylish, mystical, futuristic, and had a pop sensibility that touched children and intellectuals alike.
And blacks and whites. Gita Dayal, staff writer at Wired magazine and longtime Kraftwerk fan, points to a picture taken at a Kraftwerk performance at the Ritz in New York in 1981.
Which shows the entire front row, and it's like 75% black. That's part of the strength in the enduring longevity of Kraftwerk, is that it was an incredibly diverse crowd.
Afrika Bambaataa was reportedly in that crowd. A year later, he and fellow hip-hop pioneer Arthur Baker combined the beat of Kraftwerk's Numbers with the melody of Trans-Europe Express to create Planet Rock, one of the defining tracks of early hip-hop. While Kraftwerk wound up setting the groundwork for the sound of the future, back in the 1970s, there was a fear that electronic synthesizers would replace musicians, says Harvey Bassett.
I remember having a sticker that said, "Keep Music Live," and it was printed by the Musicians Union, and it was like it was an anti-synthesizer movement, and I think Kraftwerk sort of legitimized the synthesizer, in many respects. It's like, okay, this isn't a threat, it's actually a new realm.
But he cautions not to take Kraftwerk's futurism too seriously.
Is a Mona Lisa smile put on the edge of the whole thing? And I'm sure they're having a little giggle all to themselves. And, you know, it's not all a joke. but there's definitely some fun to be had.
Robots from the future playing synthesizers seen through 3D glasses? Sounds like a good time to me. Sammy Yenigun, NPR News.